Hey everyone, this is Stephen from Phase One Trading. Welcome to episode 6 of P1 Talks. Quick reminder before we get started, don't forget to like and subscribe to our channel here on YouTube. And if you find our content helpful, you can also follow us on Twitter, and that is at Phase One Trading. And you can get up-to-date insights from us and our trading community on Twitter. Also, you can visit phase1trading.com if you want to check out more information about our group. And today we are happy to have Jane from Captain Solutions as our guest tonight, along with my Phase One compadre, Cross the Grinder, aka Chris Cross. I'm just going to call him Chris for this episode, who has been absolutely slaying the market, by the way, into the new year. But before we get into it, I want to remind everyone of a special offer that Captain Solutions is actually starting to run tonight during the stream. So you can use code P1Talks to get 20% off any plan, and that should be valid through January 31st. So let's get started. Jane, welcome to the show. Thanks for being with us. And Chris, welcome as well.
Hey guys, thank you for having us on. I'm excited to chat with you.
Cool.
How's it going, guys? Thanks for tuning in. We're here. We're live.
So Jane, I kind of want to jump right in. I've been playing around in your app. Is it safe to call it an app? Because it's not like standalone software. Is it standalone?
Yeah, it's a web app, and there are email alerts. We've definitely gotten a lot of requests for a mobile app, and it's something that our team has talked a lot about. But it is a web app that's also mobile friendly, so you can call it a web app.
Okay.
Platform, cool. Whatever makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, my impressions in the last couple of days that I've been on the demo have been really great. I think this is a really incredibly useful tool. So can you just kind of tell us what the background of the app is? Like what brought you to, I guess, create something like this?
Yeah, it's a good way to start off. So I guess in terms of what Captain Solutions is you can kind of, you know, we refer to ourselves as a FinTwit toolkit. And I know we're going to dive into FinTwit as a whole, and a lot of the folks tuning in tonight are very familiar and use Twitter as a resource for trading. But I kind of like to consider Captain as like a personal team of analysts, because, you know, in a matter of just a couple of seconds, we're able to provide you with market information that would typically require hours of scrolling through Twitter. And I think, you know, people are relying, I mean, the convergence of social and trading is immense. There's Twitter, there's Wall Street Bets on Reddit. And so what we do is we use a proprietary AI and we filter out the noise and really save time for traders. So we're not only filtering out the bots and the bad takes and the kind of the junk that clutters FinTwit, we're pulling in the best accounts, the best traders, and we're using our AI to monitor their conversation, which then results in stock trends and insights. So you can go to our site and in a matter of seconds, you can see which stocks are trending in conversation, why top traders are talking about them, what they're saying, what the trends have been of that conversation. You know, when there's a news break, you'll see that the conversation volume has really popped. So, you know, financial Twitter itself is a powerful tool, but it can take hours to really leverage it. And
yeah,
there's a lot there's a lot of vetting, I think, that goes into trusting. I mean, amazing traders are sharing wisdom on their channels for free, but how do you know if you can trust it? So we're really doing that vetting, using our AI to analyze it and come up with stock trends for you in one place. And I know we'll probably dive a little bit more into the features of Captain, but it's really customizable throughout the web app. There's a lot of things that you can do to make it work for yourself and your own trading style.
You say vetting, do you mean that you are you're hand selecting analysts that you kind of plug into the scan, or is AI kind of selecting the analysts that you want to basically follow and track?
Yeah, so it's a combination. It's definitely a combo between AI and that human touch. I personally, I mean, I head up our communications and our social. So I spend a lot of time looking at trader accounts, sending them over to the team. What do you think about this one? We have a ton of time that goes into reviewing, and oftentimes we're monitoring those accounts over the course of weeks or months before we make the decision to add them. I think right now we're just under about 100 trader accounts that we track. And we also use our AI as well to kind of look at their conversation and decide if there's somebody that we want to track on Captain. So it's definitely a combination. There's a lot of factors that go into it, a lot of vetting, but anybody that we add, we feel really good about. And we also, you know, one thing that we prioritize is making sure that there's a lot of diversity in the folks that we track. So diversity in trading style, definitely diversity in who they are as a person, because our users are not one dimensional. They're all over the board, and you can create within the traders that we track, you can create your own watch list. So you can pull out specific folks that you want to look at, as opposed to looking at the global list that we have. But it's a list that's constantly growing. I think about 6 months ago, it was probably at 50 or less. So we're evaluating it all the time. You know, for example, SPACs are recently a very hot button topic. So that's a category that we recently developed and are gradually building out.
That's awesome. That's really powerful too, especially to have like nowadays, because there's just so much to keep track of. So it's like, you need something to filter out all that, you know, all the stocks and stuff for you, and just like, you know, what's hot right now, what's everyone talking about. And then on top of the software, like, then you go out and do your own research too. You know, you do your own research on why the stock is running, and, you know, you go look at the filings, you look at the news and all that stuff. So I mean, it's awesome. It sounds great.
I think you could definitely, you know, develop a trading strategy strictly around social sentiment. When I was on the app, I was thinking like, this is an amazing supplement to what I'm using right now, principally what I'm using to scan, like, analysis wise is trade ideas. And then bringing in something like a resource like what you have, it just like puts all the pieces together. I actually wanted to ask you though, you know, just from your own perspective, between social sentiment or technical analysis, do you believe one is kind of more important or affects the market more than the other?
Yeah, I mean, I think that between sentiment and technical analysis, it's really all about data points, I would say. And I think every trader, everybody has their own cup of tea. So different data points are important and subjective to that individual person. My personal preference is I like, you know, technical analysis, looking at chart patterns and all of that. But, you know, there are other folks who just might want to see commentary. And it's interesting because I've seen a difference also in traders and their own styles and what they put out on Twitter. We have a category specific to chartists who are constantly posting setups and ideas and chart screen grabs. And then there's others that are just posting commentary and they never really share charts. So I don't know that, I think honestly, they go really nicely hand in hand. I don't know that one is more important than the other, but we also recognize that people have preferences. So, you know, we have a feature specific to charts, our Chart Explorer, and I'm checking that every single morning. And then we have a Thread Explorer, which is more just about general commentary. So I think the best bet is to kind of marry them together and let them supplement one another. But you know, for me personally, I think technical analysis is really key. And that's why I really, that Chart Explorer feature is a big one for me, but also at the same time, you know, conversation volume and just seeing when something is spiking randomly and why, and then being able to easily see posts, not hundreds of thousands of posts on Twitter that you have to scroll through, but posts from quality vetted accounts. It just gets you right to the point and saves hours of time.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah. I wanted to, I mean, when it comes to social sentiment though, I wanted to go back to the selecting the analyst. Mm-hmm. More actually, I wanted to go back to the bots. How is it, and this might not be an overly technical question, but I think it's really cool that the scanner actually is able to filter out that noise. Mm-hmm. How are you able to accomplish that?
So it's really, I mean, that's the whole beauty of Captain is that, you know, imagine if you were able to look at FinTwit, but the only posts that you're seeing are from high quality, well-respected traders who have earn their respect and have grown an audience. I mean, I will caveat that we don't have, you know, we're not based on a certain follower size or anything like that. We're really just looking for quality accounts.
Right.
But those are the folks that we track. And so, you know, you could search a ticker on, I know recently, I feel like a couple months back, Twitter released the ability for you to search a ticker. And I tested it out myself. You know, you search Tesla or you search Peloton and you're going to see people telling you to join their Discord and we had the best calls and mm-hmm. and just a lot of junk that you probably wouldn't trust. But if you go to Captain, you're only going to see commentary from those top accounts. So really what it is that our AI is only looking at the folks that we tell it to look at. Gotcha. Which helps us ensure that any of the insights that you find are going to completely remove all of that noise and clutter that is natural to Twitter.
And are you planning on expanding this, like the group of analysts that you have right now, helping you, I guess, collect and distribute data? Are you trying to like create just like a huge community of analysts? Or and the reason why I'm asking this is a lot of trading groups run into this issue, and mm-hmm. Phase One is no exception, where we actually just capped off our trading group, for at least for the time being, because we were kind of growing a little too quickly, but also because we want to keep everybody focused. So do you think adding more analysts to your list will kind of blur things out, or do you think it's going to just make your data even stronger?
Yeah, that's really fair. I mean, I feel like it's a dance. It's a pretty delicate dance between quality and quantity, because mm-hmm. we want to be able to cater to all different trading styles and have people sign on and see names that they know and they trust and they love and build their own custom watch list from that. But at the same time, to your point, we don't want it to become so massive that we've lost quality for the sake of growing this community. I always joke internally with the team that I want Captain to eventually, I want us to be viewed almost as like the Hall of Fame of FinTwit. Like if you're on it, it means you're great. You've been vetted. You're amongst the greats of FinTwit. So to your question, definitely the list will be growing, especially as trends start to evolve. Like I mentioned, SPACs has completely popped, and that's a category that we couldn't ignore. I mean, we have so many people asking us about it that we decided to add in traders, and that's a category that will grow. So definitely it will continue to grow. We'll maintain the same level of diligence and scrutiny, I would say, with the accounts that we add in. I mean, FinTwit is massive, and we have, I think, like I said, just under 100. So, you know, we're not tracking everyone for sure, but we'll continue to add traders. And those requests, it's interesting because the requests to add traders come in from all different angles. Follow Friday trend is one of my favorites, because I'm scrolling through and I'm seeing posts, I mean, regardless of whether we're mentioned, and just, you know, clicking in, looking at it, sending to the team, what do you guys think? Building my own personal list of folks to keep an eye on based on, you know, who traders are shouting out. And then we also have people who will message us and say, you got to add this guy. And that could be either users or other traders that we track. And then we all, more recently, I'd say, as we've started to grow our following and as folks really start to, you know, talk about Captain, rely on Captain, we even have a lot of traders themselves send us a message saying, I really want to be on. What does it take? How do I add myself? And it's definitely not an opt-in platform. And we also, we don't add people on command. And so there's definitely instances where I'm having to leave people a little disappointed or put people on a review list, and it can take months and months. But really at the end of the day, it just comes down to our own diligence and making sure that anybody we add is really high quality. Because I think once we start to just add people on a whim, we lose the credibility of our product.
Sure. I mean, it seems like, I guess the gist of it for me at least is you're professionally curating the stock, you know, the FinTwit market for people, so they don't have to get so lost in all this noise. Mm-hmm. I wanted to go back to the where you said you were kind of gathering a diverse set of traders.
Yeah.
What's your current impression of just, you know, female representation in the FinTwit community on your analyst watch list? Like, what do you, and I'm sure a lot of people that are listening probably didn't know that one of the driving forces behind Captain Solutions is a woman. Like, I'm picturing, like, in my head for some reason, Captain Crunch, like the character Captain. But yeah, what's your current impression of female representation?
Well, first of all, I love this question. It's very relevant to me on a personal level. I think, in regards to Captain itself, if you're asking me directly, I think that our representation of female traders is not where it needs to be. I mean, it's obviously pretty heavily skewed male. We definitely do look and identify female traders. We have some, you know, we have Izzy, who I know you guys spoke to. We have Trade Sniper Sarah, who's great. We have Beth Kindig. So it's a priority. But at the same time, I think FinTwit is so male dominated. It's hard for me to find, I mean, the options out there as I'm looking for new traders to consider adding, it's just so heavily skewed male. And I think it speaks volumes about the space in general and something that I expect will probably shift over time. In short, we're working on it. I would say, is it equal representation? Definitely not. But I think that's a reflection of FinTwit.
Yep.
My personal experience on FinTwit is you nailed it. The amount of times that I will post trends or leave a comment and I get a response like, thanks, bro. Or I get a message like, hey, man, this product is so cool. And I'm like, that is, I don't mind it. I completely understand. I think it's based on the nature of FinTwit itself. I actually did it myself the other day. I was kicking myself. Someone replied and said, this is such a great tool. And I assumed they were a guy and they weren't. And we're in an, we're a product. So it's not like my photo is up there on our channel, but it's an interesting experience. And I do hope it changes. I hope there's a gradual shift. And I think with the boom of retail traders and people relying on social now that they have more time at home and the, you know, the tech stocks in 2020 and all of that. Mm-hmm. I think as the space grows, it will continue to diversify, but I'll say, and maybe I'm biased because I'm a female, but some of the most amazing traders that I've encountered are women. And that's why I know I chatted with Masked Trades on your team a lot about this, but it's really important to carve out a space and make, you know, create a platform for those voices to be surfaced, which is another reason why I appreciate you guys having us on.
Of course.
Yeah. And we've definitely taken notice of some very high quality, like excellent female traders on FinTwit. Mm-hmm. And it goes without saying, it definitely helps. I think just in terms of diversity, you get completely different perspectives, completely exactly. different levels of conviction towards certain trades, and it kind of keeps you level headed. I feel like with mm-hmm. with a more diverse representation. So it's cool that that's something you're kind of working towards. And mm-hmm. And I'm glad everybody could kind of finally meet the person behind Captain Snooze. Who makes up the whole team? How many people are working with you right now?
Yeah, so we're a small team. We're very nimble. There's about six of us. Gotcha. We're all over, you know, we're all across the country, some on the East Coast, some on the West Coast. I will say, you know, our founder, the owner of Captain, it was really his brainchild that created the product. And he's, you know, a data geek, he's a programmer. He really builds things that people need and want. He will identify a need and he'll create a product around that. He's been trading, I think it's like going on like around 15 years, you know, since he was a teenager and coding, you know, simultaneously. And I think, you know, the way you asked at the beginning, how did Captain come to be? So just to circle back on that, he's been using FinTwit since before it was really even a thing. Mm-hmm. And just decided one day that there's so much time to be saved and there's the drama and the sidebars and the memes and really just the noise and the bad takes. So naturally being able to code, you know, click some buttons, and I know I'm massively oversimplifying what he's built, but just build a product that really saves a ton of time. And he I think, you know, he built it for himself and then it became something that became really useful for others. So I think also such serendipity because it's been about just under a year. And I feel like with COVID and folks being at home and having so much more time to get involved in the stock market, you know, those retail traders, it's, what a perfect time for a tool to be built around FinTwit as it just explodes as a community. I mean, I know you guys with P1 Trades, you guys do a lot of promotion and engagement and like, is a lot of your community rooted in, they find you via FinTwit? I mean, not to pivot it or put you guys on the spot, but I would love to know how FinTwit plays a role in P1 Trades or for you guys as individuals.
You know, we are not prepared for questions. So
you must answer.
Yeah. I mean, FinTwit, you know what? Actually, Chris, you should take this. You should absolutely take this one.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, so FinTwit is like our major driver when it comes to, because, I mean, we started off on FinTwit. And just seeing what we put together so far in this short amount of time, and just all the people we've met, you know The Rock, Izzy, everyone else, it's just been amazing. And yeah, I really think like just FinTwit is our like our major driver. We're looking to expand to other realms. That's why we're doing our show, our P1 talk show. So we're looking, you know, to further expand, how else can we help the community, you know, grow and learn, you know, because the stock market is not fun if you're losing, you know. The stock market is fun if you're winning, right? So it's like, you know, like what can we do to give back to the community? And I feel like just this little, like a little segment, like this P1 talk show that we're doing, this is our way of giving back to the community and connecting traders together, you know, from all types of backgrounds. You know, you could be a swing trader, you could be a day trader, you could be in options, you could do an OTC. Like, we're trying to just basically reach out to everyone and anyone really, because we're all really in this, to a certain extent, all in it together. You know, we're all in it to, we all have one goal. We have, our goal is to make money, even if it's money for you, it's money for your family, it's for whatever it is. You want financial freedom, you want to travel the world. It's, you know, it's, that's what, that's why we do what we do. And it just, seeing everything come together, just, you know, really, really makes a, I guess, a, I got a, like a soft spot in my heart for that. So, so, but yeah.
Yeah, the educational aspect is definitely fun, but you know, FinTwit is really, I mean, in terms of our processes, and Chris can, you know, jump in if his is slightly different than mine, and this goes back to what you were saying earlier, Jane, like I kind of put technical slightly ahead of just in, you know, the public's opinion, because a lot of times I'm getting into positions right before the buzz starts, which is great. That's my favorite time to get in. But a tool like yours basically gives me the idea that it enables me to strengthen my convictions. It's like, okay, everybody is talking about this, but I think I go to technicals first. I chart stuff that I really like. I look for the right setups that I like first, and then I immediately go to public opinion and start to look through Twitter. And I can tell you, and Chris was right there with me many, many times where, you know, we're sitting in a play and then somebody in our group says, you know, oh, so-and-so on Twitter just mentioned the ticker that we're in. And we're all like, oh man, it just rockets. But then, you know, this is what the advantages of using a platform like yours is like, you can see that kind of activity start to pick up and know that the volume is most likely going to be following it. I mean, that's how we read it at least, but
yeah.
Chris, in terms of like your process, where is it, you know, where do you start when you're looking at a stock? Like what grabs your attention the most?
Honestly, it's just price action, volume, that kind of gets my attention right off the bat. And also like the background on what the stock is, like what is the sector, what's hot right now. Like EV is hot, so obviously, you know, a lot of people are going to be looking into those EV stocks. You know, there's a site that I use, and I don't want to like promote them or anything, but it's a strictly SPAC site where it's just all types of SPACs, and you can sort them through different sectors and whatnot. So my indicator is I go there, I look at the price, and I'm kind of, you know, I'm looking for anything that's really hot. And but again, going back to what I was saying, it's just volume, price. That's basically my main indicators when it comes to, you know, looking into a trade, or, you know, if the chart looks set up. Like it's, the thing is, like with a lot of these SPACs, since we're kind of on the SPAC subject, a lot of them are not, you know, they haven't started, you know, moving yet. I mean, meaning like there's. It's a lot of rumors on, you know, if they're going to be acquired or if they're going to merge. So having a tool, I think like having a tool like the Captain Solutions, just having a tool like that, I think just helps, like I said earlier, like just filter all the noise, you know. Just you use a tool like this, you use Twitter, you know, but you also use other things as well to help you, I guess, like kind of round out your trade, you know, if that makes sense.
Well, I love what Steven said earlier about like starting with the technicals, and then there's that due diligence kind of validation phase of the decision-making process where, you know, for us and our product, we have these email alerts that will tell people at 3 times a day. So there's the pre-market, midday, after hours, telling people what stocks are trending in conversation. So for traders that are newer, looking for ideas, you know, something might spark. But on the flip side, I think it's such a great due diligence tool to identify a setup, you know, see, look at the charts, look at the volume, and then see what really knowledgeable industry experts are saying about that, just to validate. You know, they might have a completely different perspective. Doesn't necessarily change your own, but
Course.
yeah, I think, you know, the due diligence aspect once you identify something is huge. So
Exactly.
yeah, having that commentary come from a trusted source, I think is everything.
Yeah, for sure.
So, and your app is, I guess I didn't get deep enough into it. I was just kind of looking at your I don't know if it prefabricated is the right word, but it seemed like there are some lists, like you have a SPAC list or you have SPAC scans. So you have scans that are kind of specific to sectors or industries.
Yeah, so we have and we will get you the access you need, Steven, don't worry. But we have there are captive, so there's a couple different ways to use our tool. Obviously, when you go in, you're going to see global settings, you're going to see stock trends against all of the traders that we track, all of the stocks that they're talking about. But we know that that's not for everybody, and our goal is really to be a tool for all different styles. So you can, there's 2 different types of watch lists that you can create. You can create a stock watch list where you can then go to the trends page or the chart explorer or the thread explorer, or Currents, which is one of our, it's a conversation volume tool that we recently released. Or super, there's some, I mean, I could walk through the different features for hours, but you can basically sort almost the entire web app by your own specific stock watch list so that you're seeing trends and commentary and charts against just the stocks that you care about. Or on the flip side, there's an analyst watch list, which is where, based on the roughly 100 or so traders that we track, you can pull out the names that you like. Because I mean, we've got small cap traders, we've got options traders, we've got, you know, growth stocks, we've got SPAC. So again, like based on your own style, you can create, as you know, you can create multiple, but you can create a watch list of traders that kind of share your style. And then when you go to the, let's say you want SPACs, right? You can then go to the SPAC page and sort it by just the trends that those folks are talking about. And then we have, to your point, our preset categories. So we have people who, we have our SPAC traders, we have our small cap traders, we have, you know, we're constantly having to really keep our finger on the pulse because we also sort it by traders who offer, you know, free service versus a paid service. Maybe they have a newsletter, maybe they have a trading group that you can subscribe to. So you know, those categories are probably going to be something that continue to evolve. Like I mentioned many times, SPAC traders is a newer one. But the best part is that you don't need to just follow that. You can really create your own and then sort every single feature by that specific watch list and see what you really care about. We know that people aren't going to care about everything. They really have a, usually I feel like traders have a focus.
Right.
Gotcha. And just to remind everyone, if you're tuning in just now, we do have a promo going on for 20% off the Captain app solutions app that we're just talking about right now. It's valid through 131 this month. So be sure to check that out.
The
If you
code
use
is
P1
P1
Talks.
Talks. I think it's in the description of the video.
It's also in the description, yeah.
Okay, cool. So, Jane, there's food on your blog. There's food on your Twitter. It's not a blog. I sound like an 80-year-old man. What's up with that? Do you have some sort of like background passions that you're working on as well?
That's a good question. It's a leading question because I feel like it's about food specifically. I just love, you know, I'm a big proponent of work hard, play hard, enjoy yourself at the end of the day. Life is short. And so when I have a great meal, I'm going to take a photo and I'll post it. If I have an amazing, like I said, our team is, you know, we have folks on the West Coast. I'm on the East Coast. I'm from Connecticut. And so take a photo if it's beautiful. Why not share it? There's a lot of stuff that I choose not to share, but I love a good meal. I love a good glass of wine. Steak is probably, you know, if you ask me what would be your favorite meal, it'd have to be a great filet mignon with garlic and mashed potatoes. So and I think, you know, for me too, I think it's really important that, like, as someone who heads up communications and social for Captain, that we are still at the end of the day a team of human beings. And that to me embodies what FinTwit is. You know, it's not just an AI or an algorithm or a bot. Like, there's a real person. And I think that helps with, I was talking again with Mass Trades about this, that, like, you know, sharing your personality and being a human being and being conversational is so important to really build that rapport. And a lot of what I do is relationship building with folks in our community and folks on FinTwit. So I want to remind people that at the end of the day, we're creating a product, but there are humans behind it.
Gotcha. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really do like the curated aspect of this. And I think it's super helpful. Are there any aspects of the app that you're kind of looking to, you know, add on to, expand upon? I know that might be a question that you can't answer for private reasons, but yeah. Is there anything that you're trying to, you know, develop further? What's kind of in the process pipeline right now?
No, that's a totally fair question. I mean, like I said, we're a small team. We're really nimble. Our culture is like, it is almost manic in the sense of how quickly we ideate and build and deploy and deliver. I think if you were to talk to any of our engineers, they would say I'm a huge thorn in their side because I'm constantly surfacing requests or, you know, the beauty of my role is I also get to be really heavily involved in the product side of things, whether it's ideating or QAing or requesting that this pixel be moved, you know, the tiny bit to the left, and I'm a little bit OCD about it, but we are always releasing new features, whether it's based on something that we've come up internally, something that we've been talking about for a while. And a lot of what we do, surprisingly, is based on user requests. You'll probably see it on our Twitter feed. We will have people send us a message on our chat or via DM saying, hey, I'd love to see this sorted by that. Or traders who we track going in and suggesting a new tool that we build. I think even just today, we adjusted our Thread Explorer to be more convenient in terms of how it's sorted. And I know, like, Stock, I think I mentioned him earlier, Stock Talk Weekly had mentioned that sympathy stocks are really interesting. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking at something that's popping, what about other stocks in that sector, other stocks that could be impacted by that? Can we see a view that, that is based on that specific stock? So that's something that we're building now. I mean, it's rapid fire. Every day I'm working on content that is announcing new features. I'd say in the last probably 3 to 4 months, that's only, it's just because the new features that are being released are constant. So we'll continue to ideate, we'll continue to build it. And for that reason, I mean, anybody listening and you guys especially, any feedback you have, we welcome it. No idea is a bad idea. We always consider it and what impact it would have on our tool. And like I said, so much of what we do build is based on requests and feedback because it only really helps our tool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Agreed.
Chris, you're sharing some questions from the chat with me. Should I just fire a couple off?
We can fire this one off. I see someone mentioned, what plan do they recommend for, like, newer traders if they were to pick a plan?
Sure. Yeah, so I guess we didn't really talk about the plans. We have two different plans. We have Essential mm-hmm. and we have Pro. So the Essential plan is basically access to most of the basic features on the toolkit. And then the Pro plan is all of the features. There's a couple, the currents and the super feed, and there's also email alerts. There's not a massive price difference. The Pro is a little bit more expensive. We also have our annual. I mean, at the end of the day, the feedback that we've gotten is that our tool is very, very fairly priced when you compare it to some of the other trading platforms and tech out there. So. Gotcha. I think in my perspective, for a newer trader, I would actually go with the Pro just simply because it includes email alerts. And Stephen and Chris, what you guys were talking about earlier is you're really finding your own setups. You're looking at charts and you're identifying what, you know, what stocks you might want to get into, and then you're doing your due diligence. I feel like for somebody who's a little bit less seasoned, they might need that push and that nudge on what to check out and what's interesting and you know, what stocks to pay attention to and why it matters. So I think those email alerts are really crucial for that. So of course I'm going to recommend Pro, and you know, right now we actually have this, we have the code that you had mentioned. So 20% mm-hmm. off, and our prices are currently until the end of the month at 50% off. So I would go for that. But again, if you just want to try it out, Essential is great. You still get most of the pie. You're just missing a couple of features.
Gotcha. Definitely. Let me see. There's got some few more questions here. Yeah. Sure. With the change in liquidity in the OTC markets, will you be adapting the AI to accommodate this sector? So OTCs, are you guys going to be looking to adapt anything about OTCs? Or just mostly just broad market? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, our AI is constantly being, it's never finalized. It's constantly being trained to look at how traders are talking about specific stocks and different trends. And we know that that is shifting consistently over time, whether it's, you know, based on sarcasm or new terminology or new different, you know, type, like I said, SPACs. So yes, it will definitely continue to evolve based on what people care about, for sure.
Gotcha. So just basically on what's hot right now, what's moving. So whatever people are talking about, the app basically adapts to that. Gotcha. Yep. Gotcha. Let's see.
StockTwits. Sorry to cut in. Is StockTwits relevant to you, or is Twitter? You know, do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't spend a whole lot of time on StockTwits. I feel like I get most of my quality information, at least the banter, coming from Twitter. Do you look at StockTwits at all?
So obviously, because, you know, we have some people who will come to us and say, why not StockTwits? Why Captain? For us, it's really, again, about quality over quantity. So we do have a new feature that came out somewhat recently is the super feed, which there are some similarities that can be drawn. For example, we'll show price when that person posted versus current price. Mm-hmm. And you can see a lot of data about the stock they mentioned. So we don't personally look at it. Our AI isn't pulling from that. We're not integrated into it, mainly because we're really focused on identifying certain voices and letting them pull. So really it's rooted in fully in Twitter, but it's not uncommon for folks to kind of ask the difference or why not use StockTwits, and what's the value of Captain versus StockTwits.
Yeah. Gotcha. There's another question here. Does this scan multiple platforms and not just Twitter? I think we just kind of answered that. and let's see. Are technicals available when the FinTwit play comes up? I don't know exactly what Kevin's trying to say. Kevin D, if you want to elaborate a little more, you can type in. Are technicals available when the FinTwit play comes out? I'm guessing, like, if someone's already talking about it, then I'm kind of stumped on that one.
We'll wait for some clarity. I want to ask, actually, Jane, I know we're kind of coming up on time pretty soon here. I just kind of wanted to ask any personal goals and milestones that you're hoping to reach in 2021 for yourself, and then also, you know, what you're hoping for Captain Solutions as a whole.
Yeah, I love that question, especially with the timing. I mean, for Captain itself, I mean, our goal is to become a necessary tool in the toolkit of traders, especially, like I said, I think as we've seen serendipity, you know, we created this tool and then FinTwit exploded. And you guys, as you had mentioned with your own work on P1 Trades, have really experienced that. But, you know, it's definitely keeping with the trends of the conversation on Twitter and continuing to develop the product based on those particular trading styles, which I think are going to continue to change as the market does. So for example, you know, will we get back to normal where technical analysis matters more than anything and sector rotation was a thing? I mean, I feel like right now we're living in it's a bit of an anomaly.
Oh yeah.
It completely, and that obviously impacts trading. So just continuing to build out the tool and evolve with the trends of trading. And for me personally, I mean, my role is really, especially with Captain, is just to to get the word out and to build rapport and build relationships and connect with folks on FinTwit. So I continue to do that on a daily basis. I think it really just comes down to growth and just change. And I think that's outside of trading, just from a personal level, that was really the trend of 2020, is being agile, rolling with the punches. I feel like we've encountered, it started out where everything was a shock, and we've encountered so much that it's like nothing shocks us anymore. Yeah. just continuing to evolve over time, I would say.
Gotcha. Awesome.
Chris, did you get any clarity on that question?
I think it was just that he said like price, etc. So I'm assuming does the price show up of I guess more of if something's called out, because if something's called out on a FinTwin, you guys kind of pull that information, you pull that data and that ticker. Is there more information on that specific ticker? Meaning I guess what they're trying to, I'm just trying to understand what they're trying to say. So do you get more information on that ticker when you log into the app? Meaning do you get the price action, the technicals? Do you get any of that stuff, or is just more the sentiment, is it more of 100 people tweeted in the last hour about this stock, basically? Yep. You get what I'm saying? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, so it depends on the feature you're using, but there's two. So there's the super feed, which is basically it's a real time customizable feed based on your watch list. And what it is you'll see the post come up. Not only will you see price at the moment that the trader posted about it, but you'll also see current price. But then if you click into it, you get a ton of information. So you get information on in-depth analysis, essential fundamental data, Wall Street analyst ratings, institutional holder stats, earnings data. And then it also will have data that's kind of proprietary to Captain. So conversation volume. And we recently also released a feature specifically for SPACs around SEC filings and additional information. So absolutely, gotcha. There's information tagged for each stock. And then the other feature is for if you look at a stock profile. So if you were just to search a stock, what you'll see is conversation volume, setups that have been posted from traders around that stock, sentiment over time, so conviction. But then also we have stock currents, which will show price action, and then trader commentary tagged alongside the price action. So gotcha. You can see who was talking about it before it moved and what did they say, who was talking about it after they moved and what did they say. Wow. So that's another
powerful thing. That's yeah. Awesome. Holy crap.
Yeah, it promotes transparency, right? And I feel like that's yeah. I mean, I don't know if you guys agree, but I feel like one thing on FinTwit that can sometimes be lacking is that transparency. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I agree completely. Right. Yep. Yeah,
you are definitely fulfilling a need, that is for sure. Jane, before we wrap up tonight, are there any FinTwit accounts, links, anything you want to promote, give a shout out to?
Yeah, I mean, I am constantly chatting with a lot of the traders that we track, and I personally am not beholden to one group or another. There's a lot of excellent accounts. I think I know you guys had him on before, but The Rock is great. Like I mentioned her earlier, Trade Sniper Sarah. I'm a big fan of Ripster. Ripster 47 is his handle.
Awesome.
A big fan of Pattern Profits. Chris, which is C. Peruna, I believe is his mm-hmm. handle. And then of course there's the more kind of niche group. So small cap, we have Zach Morris on there. We have PJ Matlock from Atlas. And recently, I know I've brought this up many times, but SPACs have just been such a big focus for us in the last couple of weeks. So SPAC Guru, Stock Talk Weekly. I kind of joke about this, but for anybody who's looking for traders that are great, if you go to our analyst section, you're going to find an amazing, highly vetted, curated list of traders to consider following. But then also, of course, you get the benefit of all of their info in one spot. So lots of folks. I mean, again, not to pivot it to you guys, but I mean, are there any accounts that you, any aspirational accounts that you would love to have on this podcast?
Oh my gosh.
We have, we've got a lineup.
Who's your wish list?
I don't know if I should say any of this, but we're looking more towards well-known CEOs. Maybe hint on hint, Fisker. So we're just we're exploring. We're tapping into resources. So
yeah, and be on also on top of that, because I'm I don't. And this is where it would be good to have Eric on, because he's such a PR expert for us, and just touching base with all these huge names and helping us promote. I still think we're still going to do shows regardless, whether or not the names are huge, or we don't always expect growth. I think it's just the variety that is giving us great insight. This is obviously for our listeners and members and anybody who wants to listen, but this is also great for us. Like we get so much industry insight and different perspectives by bringing on such a diverse group of people. So I definitely want to stick with that. I think that's pretty much what I'm hoping for in 2021, is just, really, I think doing a little bit of what you're doing, Jane, which is bringing the community together, creating a base of trust, a place where people feel like they can actually come to get reliable information. So we're definitely-
So true. And then sometimes it's like, it's exactly what we're doing, especially with Captain, which is like, it's not always about the most wealth. There's that diamond in the rough, right? Like that undiscovered, someone posted recently, like, who's an undiscovered trader that really deserves a shout out? And I like spent 30 minutes going through all of those links, because I feel like there's so many people out there with such valuable information to bring to the table, whether they're on Twitter or not.
Yep.
So I love that you guys are taking that approach with this, because that's really what's going to drive so much value and stuff that people don't expect and they wouldn't discover on their own. So,
exactly. And that's basically what the show is about. Like, we want to, we also want, you to get, like when we bring a trader in from like FinTwit community, like we want them to know them in more of a personal level. Like, what do they do other than trading? And, and what goes through their mind? How does their day start? Like, what do they do? So it's good to kind of get like that kind of understanding, kind of, it forms a connection, basically, is what I'm trying to say. It forms a connection between, your favorite trader and the trader itself. Like, you kind of understand what's going through their mind and whatnot. So it's awesome. So I think this is great. I mean, it's great. Yeah.
I was saying to, I think I said this to Eric, which is like, having listened to the stream you guys did with Izzy and with The Rock, like of course I learned so much, but some of my favorite parts were the personal questions. Like, who are they? What do they do besides, how do they start their day? And I think and that's what I love about the convergence of social media and trading, is it's like, we're all humans and we're all going through the same thing. And there's so much information that can be shared, and, Twitter is a free tool, and, so yeah, I think it's fantastic.
Agreed. Completely agree.
Cool. All right. Well, this has been great. Jane, thanks so much for coming on. We'd love to have you back on, if you're willing. I'm sure there's a lot more we can talk about, and I'm sure Captain Solutions is going to be developing through the year. So we're going to have, I'm sure, brand new, options and things to look at. And I think it's really cool you're following, it's a testament to the app staying up to date, is that you're gearing it around SPACs right now, which is what everybody's talking about. So you really are catering to the FinTwit community, and it's going to be exciting seeing where you end up next.
Well, thank you guys for the opportunity. I love this platform that you're building. I think this is such a, I hope that this, gets more and more eyeballs on it, because such valuable information is shared. And I know you guys have a lot of other information available on your channel, but yes, we will definitely be building and ideating and evolving with the trends. So a lot more to come, and would love to come back on. Would love to have come back on with our founder, who can dive into all the nitty gritty of our AI and his own personal trading style. So yeah, absolutely looking forward to that.
Definitely, yeah, absolutely. Anytime.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Well, Jane, thanks again. Chris, thanks for being on here with me.
Thank you.
I'm going to close it out. So if you're interested in checking out Phase One Trading, you can go to phase1trading.com to get some details about the team and what we're all about. You can jump on Twitter and follow us at Phase One Trading. And don't forget the 20% off Captain Solutions promo code that we just got released tonight, the Captain released tonight. The promo code is P1Talks. And that's for 20% off. Thanks again to our guest, Jane from Captain Solutions, and everyone out there listening. Our next episode, Chris, correct me if I'm wrong, is February 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, cool. And I think that wraps it up. So have a great night, guys. Best of luck the rest of the week trading.
Thank
Take care, guys.
All right. Bye. Thanks.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.